Ma'ira ha'ora and Megine Shleimem, before we start the next Yud Sugye, I'd like to speak a little bit about that ha'ora. We had a machloikis, Rashi in Tosfos, by the Issa of Ein Oisin Oihel, not allowed to make an oil b'Shabbos. Tosfos oil is mutter, but l'chatchili not allowed to make an oil. What falls into the category of oil? So Tosfos shita is a mechitza hamateres. It's also was the lav davke something that's mahil over rishus. Rashi shita is davke an oil is also. Rashi brings the Gemara and Erev and later that Shmuel spread out a mechitza, a glime that was mavdol between two chatzeres, that one asad on the other, and there was no problem about spreading out this mechitza. So Rashi bin Zarai that a mechitza hamateres is no iser of asiyas oil. So Taisus asks Akasha and Rashi, we hear an argument that if a person makes a doifen shlishi to a sukkah, so it's also asiyas oil. So you see that by Tfanis, so Tosfos brings a raya from this halacha, that if one makes a doifen that is matir, it also falls into the category of a siyas oil. So he had mentioned that the Meginah Shleimah for Emphas Rashi, that Rashi says, b'shtei Tfanis en kori oil, v'chiyovit bo doifen shlishis mashvelei oil. That Bemis and Rashi learns the whole Iser is only to make an oil. But since over here it is not considered a sukkah, the sukkah does not have the same sukkah, kozman, it doesn't have the sufficient amount of mechitzes. So the Iser is, al yedei the mechitza, yedei the third mechitza, it gets a same oil, ain't kori oil. The b'shtei tfonis ain't kori oil. So Rashi fakert weiter l'shitosei. To make a mechitza alone, there's no iser. The whole iser is, I'm creating an oil al yedei, the binyan of the third mechitza. That's what we had mentioned from the Meginah Shleimah. So we asked, l'chayre, it's very shver, agemore, that they made a mechitza al yedei b'nei Odom to bring back Nechemye into the tchum, that's the whole sugya, that it's also, here you're making a, there is no oil over here, there's only a mechitza alone. How did Rashi learn pshat in the sugya? That's what we had asked Akasha last week. Avtuv Yehama said a very gishmaket teretz, and I'd like to tell this over to the oil. So he said as follows, that be'emesin, Rashi holds that a mechitza, stamazai, if I need a mechitza to be mavdil, let's say you have two chatzeres, that one will aser on the other, and I make a mechitza to be mavdol, that the mechitza should naser. So Rashi holds that as mutter. A mechitza amateres does not fall into the category of binyan. That is not binyan. An oil is considered binyan. Samuzi adover hamavdol is not considered binyan. But what will be the loch if I create a reshus hayochit? Creating a reshus mitzad, for example, the Gemara with Shmuel is speaking about, I have a reshus hayochid. The two chatzeres are already a reshus hayochid. Now I only have a problem that one chotzer is asering on the other chotzer. So I'm sticking a mechitza in to be mavdol between both chatzeres. There I'm not creating something. I'm not making a reshus. It is a reshus from before. I'm just solving problems. I wasn't permitted till now to carry because it's poritz b'miluye. So memele, so by putting a dover hamavdol, so I'm taking away the problem. That Rashi holds a dover hamavdol does not fall into the category of binyan. But to create a reshus, that falls into the category of binyan. Here, to make an area which is considered dalid al dalid, we heard the Yerushalmi says you have to make a taka a reshus hayochid, that's mutal letaltal. Here I'm creating a reshus. If you create a reshus, Rashi also holds that it is binyan. And it is very, very interesting. Tosfos brings down a Rashi in Sukkah. And if you look in Rashi in Sukkah, you see it's Takeh Meiradik. Rashi does not say the way Tosfos says. Tosfos brings down a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah had a problem. That the Gemara relates that that they forgot the Sefer Torah, they forgot to take out the Sefer Torah Erev Shabbos. Is posu sadinim al gabi amudim. So in Shabbos there were poyre sadinim, ve'iviyu Sefer Torah ve'korboy. That's what they did. Uporich, the Gemara asks, posu lechatchile umi shori. How are you allowed to be poyres? You're not allowed to make an oil haroi. And Rashi says, you're not goyres, or posels, or kadaitach, per shechaviyu derech shusarab. That's how Tosfos brings from Rashi. How were they allowed to bring it, not how they allowed to make it. Now, the way Tosfos brings down from Rashi, we see klal from this Rashi, and it is a Rashi, even though if it's speaking about a Rishus HaRabim, and you're making a Rishus HaYochid from a Rishus HaRabim, afal pikein Rashi holds there is no Isser of Boine. But if one looks in Rashi in Sukkah, one sees something Meiridik. Rashi says klal in Sukkah was not speaking about a Rishus HaRabim. It was speaking about a Chotzo She'ena Miyureves. It was a chotzer sheinu mureves and fakir. So there, the whole purpose of the mechitza was similar to the gemara in Erevin. That means that I just blocked off the one bias from the chotzer, so it wouldn't become anymore a chotzer sheinu mureves. There, I wasn't creating a rishus hayochid. There, the whole purpose of the mechitza was to block off that the bayis should naser on the chotzer, or the chotzer should naser on the movui. So there Rashi holds, there's no iser of binyan whatsoever. But to create a reshus, to create a reshus ayochid, that Rashi holds, that is binyan. I'm creating something. In the area that gets a din of dalet has to have a din of a reshus ayochid, in order to get the shem dalet of dalet. Let us start again from the Mishneh and Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. We have a very complicated sugya, so let us start from the Mishneh till we'll get into the swing of the sugya. The Mishneh says as follows: Misha Yotzo Birshus, a person went out of the Tchum Birshus, Tzoyrech Eidus Achoidish, Rashi says, Oy Lahatz Minagayis, Minano, Achachoma Bo Leile. And they told him he's in the process of going, and they tell him that it's not necessary to continue going. Is yeshloi alpayim amba lechol ruach. So wherever he was informed that he should stop over here, so state a chiddush that they gave him alpayim amba, and so from where he is now, he is alpayim amba. Im hoya besoichatchum, what is if he stopped besoichatchum, keilu lo yotzo, so it is equivalent like he didn't go out of the tchum. So this is a very shver above it. It's double talk. If he was in the tchum, keilu lo yotzo. So the Gemara will take care of this. Nem kolayetzim lahatzol chayzrim lemkoyma. So let us see the Gemara. Mai im hoya besoichatchum keilu lo yotzo. What does that mean? Omar Rabbi, that's the kash of the Gemara, if he's besoich atchum, so it's not ke'ilu lo yotze, he's lo yotze. He never left the tchum. Omar Rabbi, hochi koma, im hoyo besoich tchum sheloi, if by going out he's still in the tchum, ke'ilu lo yotze mitoich beisaydomi. So it's equivalent that he, as if he didn't leave his house. Frek de gemore pshite, meichitaisi, we should consider that he left his house. Mao de teima hoil v'okar okar, kamash malo. So let us see Rashi. Maikilu lo yotzo, hovadoi lo yotzo. What is, doho adayim b'soichatchumu? Vis b'soichatchum, so it's not keilu lo yotzo. Ochi garsina omarabe, ochi koma. Bim hoya besoich hatchum shaloi, ki ilu lo yotza mi beisoi domi. Kloima, hai ki ilu lo yotza a beisoi koi, is I consider as if he never left his previous mokim shvis. Vachikom. Moya dayim besoich tchum beisai, if he's still in the tchum beisai, choizel beisai. So we consider that beisai is his mokim shvise. Vareyu keilu loy okaraglov. And we consider that there wasn't an akira from beisai. So since we don't consider Keilu there was an Akire, so therefore the Trumim which were in existence before he left remain. What is the Chiddush? We shouldn't say the Mishnah just said before Misha Yotza Bishus. We see that Chazal gave to a Yotza Mershus a different Mokim Shvisim. So Memelis, I would think that his Mokim Shvisim is where he stopped. And from here you'll measure the Alpayim Amim. So the Gemara says, Pshite, kiven da adayin lo yotza minatchum. Since nothing happened, keilu hu bebeisai domi. That means there was an intent to be oiker, there was an intent to be oiker mi beisai, but lemaisa was only an intent, he's still betchum beisai. Keilu hu bebeisai domi. So the Gemara says, no, Mao de Taimik, even the Okal Lotzeis Bershus, since he wanted to leave. This was Bershus. Verabonon tikaloi mi mokim shenemole apayim lachal ruach. You have here a combination. That Chazal told him that if it is a chiyuv on him to leave, so Chazal says, we're going to give you a different mokim shvise. So Memele, so I would think even though he's still in his tchum, but the mokim shvise lemais had sich gebitten. Since he was oiker bershus, and Chazal said that the mokim shenamalo, we give him a new mokim shvise. So, hachinami aval gav de koi bitchumo, even though he's still in the tchum of his beisoi, but he was oiker from that mokim shvise. Limded lay mehosom. So let us measure now from the new mokim shvise, the mokim shenem aloi, that should be his new mokim shvise. The boy lemeipik leipik. So if he wants to go now al payim ame from the new mokim shvise, so he should be permitted to go. It's kamash melon that Chazal, this whole halacha that Chazal gave him a new mokim shvise, only applies when he left the tomb of the old Mokim Shvise. Some say leaving the old Mokim Shvise, Kozman is still in the tomb of the old Mokim Shvise, no new halachas apply, and there's no new Mokim Shvise. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. He says that even though we said yesh lo yapayim amalachal ruach and a new makim shvuse and he has a new makim shvise, but im hoya b'sayich atchum. So even though theoretically the previous halacha should also apply, but we say no kilu lo yot. So we consider that nothing had occurred, and as Rashi says kilu ube beisay domi. This whole action is command lesser. You're not goyres his action, and it's kilu bebeisei domi. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rabbi. Rav Shimi bachiya oma hochi koma. Im hoyu tchumim shenosnu loy chachomim muvloim besoich atchum shaloy. Rav Shimi bachiya says the Mishnah speaking about that was yotso mitchumoy. It was yotza mitchumai. That's why he needed keilu lo yotza. It was take yotza mitchumai. But if the alpayim amim hoyetchumim shenosnu loy chachomim muvloim besoichatchum shaloi, if the alpayim ame of the new mokim shvise is muvla in the tchumarishain, it overlaps the tchumarishain, is keilu lo yotza mitchumoi. So it's keilu, even though the poili went out of his tchum, but since the new alpayim ama overlaps his tchum, keilu lo yotza mitchumoi. Let us see Rashi. רב שימי בחייה אומר, הוכי קומיים, הויו תחומים שנוסנו לוי חכומים. מובלויים בסייך התחום שלוי, כאילו לא יוצא מתחומי דומים. כלומר, מס ניסן בשכבר יוצא מתחומי. ומישנה speaking about, he left the תחום, עסקינו. וכאילו לא יוצא דקטוני, and that's what it says in the Mishnah, we reckon, כאילו לא יוצא התחומי קוי. It's going on his תחום, that he was taki yoitze, it's כאילו he wasn't yoitze. כדהבס על כדאיתך מיקורת. The Gemara and the Havamina had learned that that's pshat kilu lo yotze, kilu he didn't go out of his tchum. Now we had a problem. How can you say kilu he didn't go out of his tchum if he's still in the tchum? So that Rav Shimi Bachiyah says, Omayim hoyo besoich atchum, ochi koma. Im hoyu, oison alpayim hanesunois loy lechol ruach. If these alpayim, which were given to him in the new Mokim Shvisim, in Mokim Shenem Aloy, Nichnosais L'soich Alpayim Shal Tchum Beisai, that it overlaps the Alpayim of Tchum Beisai, is Ke'ilu Lo Yotzo Mitchum Eidomi, so it's Ke'ilu there wasn't a Yitziyah from the first Tchum, V'hoylech Ad Beisai, and he can go back to his house, V'reyu Kivat Chila. There was not a yitziyah. The alpayim ama creates keilu lo yotza. That is, since the alpayim ama brings him to his old chum, he has an oifen how to get back to his old chum. If you have an oifen how to get back, it's considered you never left it. That's keilu lo yotza. Zok the gemore, b'mai kamiflegi, what is the machloikis? Mar sova have lost chumim milsehi, umar sova lav milsehi. Zot Rashi. Rav Shimi sova have lo milsehi. Zot Rashi. Vekivin de mivlon betchume. Since the alpayim amo overlaps his chum, umamtilei legoi chum, and he has a way how to reach his chum. Havalu kichat chume, so it is, it's similar to one chum. In what way? Ulcheman de loinofik mitchumeyu. So here Rashi says, since he can go back into his chum, so we can see as a way to go back, so we consider like he never left the chum. Ulcheman de loinofik mitchumeyu. Verabe sova, lav milsoi. So we'll soon see, Vlav Milsa, if he left the Tchum, and the Alpayim Amo is overlapping and going into the old Tchum, Vlav Milsa. Vlav Milsa. We'll see exactly what this means in a minute. Hilkach. Loimotzi litrutzi. So therefore, according to Rabbi, you can't say, Ke'ilu lo yotzo de masnisen. Rabbi couldn't say. The Mishnah considers that there wasn't a Yitziyah. It's Ke'ilu Lo Yotza. So according to Rabbi, that's what the Alpayim Amma overlaps and goes into the old Chum. Lav Milsi, that this doesn't give him a oifen, a tikkun how to get back. So therefore you can't say the Mishnah is speaking about Bishikval Yotza Chutz L'Tchum. The Im Yotza, when he left, Hivsid Shvises Beisoy. When he left, is Hivsid Shvises Beisoy. It is not a Milsit. That means, Lav Milsi means it's not an Eitzit in order to get back. So Memele, if he has no way of getting back, so Memele Dim Yotze, Hivsid Shvises Beisoy. So he was a Yotze Mitchumoy already. Vikon Eloi Mimokim Shenem Alai. So, Memele, he lost that chum. He's a yoitze mitchumoy. And he was kind of a different mokim. The Rabbi Lesle, so l'chayra now, Rashi wants to explain, Abu l'chayra, why doesn't he have an eitze to get back into the chum? So Rashi says, the Rabbi Lesle, hodetoni nerdo leel, vipekechu ayelet chumay vikivin da'olo. Rashi does not hold of the Nerdoi. The Nerdoi says, if I have an oifen, how to get back into a chelik of the tchum. So retroactively, I'm now, it's ki'ilu lo yot, so I get back my tchum. Rashi, Rabbi doesn't hold of the nerdois. If he doesn't hold of the nerdois, even though the alpayim amo, even though the alpayim amo is overlaps into the old tchum, and I can walk back from the alpayim amo into the old tchum, but it doesn't make ilu lo yotso, because that doesn't, to where I can walk, I can walk. But it doesn't make that I can return to the old tchum. It doesn't rectify the yitziyah that I had. There was a yitziyah from the old tchum, and that what it's overlapping doesn't make me ois yotzah meitchum. So memela, I lost the old tchum. Now I have a new makim shvise. That is the sfore of Rabbi. Now in Rab Shimi Bachiye, let me just tell over the oilam, the Sfas Emes has a suffix. What does Rav Shimi Bachiye hold? Rav Shimi Bachiye says that Fakert, according to Rashi, he holds like the Nerdo. So Memele, since I have a way of getting back into the old Chum, so Memele, so it's Keilu Layotso, so I have the old Chum. So the Sfas Emes clears as follows. Tweet started. Loinis by, this is the lotion of the Sfas Emes. Isvirelei le Rav Shimi Bachiye dahavi mamish kivatchile ve'ein loy rishus leilech laholon klal rak lesoicha ir. That means, let us learn the Mishnah Elech. The Mishnah says, im hoya besoichatchum, if the alpayim ame overlaps into his chum, ki'ilu lo yotzo. So he has his old chum, ki'ilu lo yotzo. So b'meila, the Sfas Emes has here three tzadim. Tzad number one is that when he's in this new alpayim ame, let us be megashim the inyan. For practical purposes, let us say his old chum is in the east. His old chum is in the east. And now the new tchum, he has, the paimam is overlapping the old tchum in the east. Now, is he permitted when he's in the new tchum now to go west? The Bali wants to go west. Does that help? So the Sfas Emes says, it's how maybe he can go west. Maybe he can go west also. Shimi Bachi said, you can go back, but if I want to go west, the mice I have now a new tchum. Could be I can go west also. That's tzad number one. Tzad number two, the Lashna Mishnah says, Kilu Layotza. The Lashna Mishnah, what that is, always give is in that if the tchum overlaps, so you have your old shmizah. That means you want a yotza. You want, it has kulis and chumris. The kula is, ki'ilu lo yotza, you have your old chum, with all the milas of your old chum. But le'idach gisa ki'ilu lo yotza, you can't be, go west now, you don't have a new makam shvisa, ki'ilu lo yotza. So the second side is he can't go west. But now he clears as follows. It could be, Ila Rabshimi Bachida Vemamish Kivitchil of Ein Loishus Leilach Laholon Klal Rak Lesoicheir. He can only go Lesoicheir. The Gamla Chumra Mrinan have lost Chum in Milsi. The Gambozer Adayin Yeshle Stapik. A fellow will say he can't go west. So Yo says that Sofik. He says, could be Davke Bishekvar Nichnas Litchumoy Omrin in Kivin the all Lahachmet. Could be he can't go west if he went al Koponim till the Tchum. He went al Koponim till his old Tchum. So now this new Makim Shvise that was given to him for a purpose. The Taisel Ben Eperet says, I mean, this person went out Bashus, you can't leave him stranded. So this new tchum was given to him. We give him a payamamo. If he could get back, about the givis is good, he should be able to get back. But al koponim, as soon as he reaches his old tchum, so that becomes bottle very. Now he's stuck here. Oy gam mit khil ein leirish shrak leirlich letzat khumay. Oy says I feel maybe even he doesn't reach it. That means, so that is the suffix of the Svasemis. It's the suffix of the Svasemis, maybe he could always go west, and maybe when he can't go west, then he has two tzadim when he can't go west. Either right away he can't go west, this whole Mokim Shvisa is only a Hechet Timtzeb, that he should be able to get back to the old Trum, or maybe when he reaches his old chum, then it becomes bottle, this nu makim shvise, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, ein loy, ke'ilu lo yotza. Ke'ilu lo yotza. Taisra Peretz weiß das also, that according to Shimon ben Chiya, yesh loy tchumei beisoi, veloy tchumei hamokim shenemaloi. He doesn't have tchumei hamokim shenemaloi. So that means the tchumim he has is from the first tchum. And it seems that this mokim shvisa is only now, since he can, through this mokim shvisa, he can get back to the first tchum. So that's what it is. It's only a hechet timtze that we're giving him a mokim shvisa to enable him to get back to the first chum. But this is not a new mokim shvisa. This is the first loshen of Rashi. Now Rashi is going to tell us a second loshen. Ve'is de galsi belishna achine. Now we have here a new mahalach. The bein rabbe. Ubein Rav Shimi, Bishekvar Yotso Mitrume Mukile. According to this, is the Garsi, Sai Rabbe and Sai Rav Shimi are speaking about that he left the first Trum. Ubetarvayu Garsina, Im Hoyo Trumim, Shanosnoloi Chachomim, Muvloim, Besoicha Trum Shaloi. It's speaking about that he left the first Trum. And that what it says in the Mishnim Hoyo Besoichatchum means if the Alpayim was Besoichatchum. But Faygasinim Hoyo Tchumim Shanos Lechom Muvloim Besoichatchum Shalai. And according to both of them, you can get back. So what is the Machloikis? Elabed the Rabbi Garsinon and Rabbi we are Geiris as follows. Ke'ilu lo yotza mi beisoi. That means that when he went out, he was kaine shvise, he was kaine d'apayim amba, which overlaps into the trumarishain. Ke'ilu lo yotza mi beisoi. It's ke'ilu, he didn't leave his bias. But the Rav Shimi galsinin ke'ilu lo yotza mi trumay. According to Rav Shimi, ki'ilu lo yotza mitchumei. Now what is the machloikis? Ubaho pligi. Dele rabbe lo imashvi lohu avlo kichat chume. According to rabbe, that what his new alpayim ame overlaps the old chum, that does not make it like one big chum. Now what does one big tchum mean? So Rashi says, one big tchum means, sheyiyu loy kol hayoyim kuloy ches elef amo. That means there's a svara to say, and we'll see later, Rab Shimi Bachiya held that way, that there's a svara to say that the tchumim, the previous tchum that he had possessed from the first Mokim Shvise, that chum unites with the alpayim amo that now he is a new mokim shvise. He is a new mokim shvise. But since the chum of the new mokim shvise overlaps the old chum, so the chumim unite and he gets one long extended chum of 8,000 amos. He gets one long extended chum, a little less than 8,000 amos. Yeah. And what can he can walk back and forth the whole day. That means he has the makim shvisi he has in the new place, but the tchum extends. That was Rav Shimi Bachiya said, like ilu layotza mitchumai. Kilo, that he possesses, that what he possessed before, he still has. Ki'ilu layotza mitchumai. But, come some to Rav Shimi Bachiya, but that's Rashi is saying, Rabbi does not hold like that. The Rabbi loy mashvi luhu havlo kechat tchume. That havlo should make it all one big tchum. Sheyiu loy kol hayoim kuloy. Ches elef amah. That he should have 8,000 amas. And call it, he can go back and forth. No, Rabbi never held. Where do you have such a thing? A person should have, where does a person have a tchum of 8,000 amas? You only have 4,000, 2,000. You only have 4,000, not 8,000. Elo, what does Rabbi hold? Kimamtu lei tchumim anitnu lei. If the tchum will bring him, atoich tchumoi. That means, so if he'll come into the tchum, he'll come now into the first tchum, have ki'ilu lo yotza mi beisei klal. So then, as soon as he comes into the first tchum, here Rashi says klal, as soon as he comes into the first tchum, kimamtu lei tchumim, the tchum brings him, that means that he went there. Atoich tchumai, and he comes into the first tchum, have then, ke'ilu lo yotza mi beisei klal. So then we say, like nothing ever occurred, he wasn't a yetze mi beisei. V'loikane shvise b'mokim acher. The minute he gets there, we say, loikane shvise b'mokim acher. V'yesh loy alpayim mi beisei, l'chol ruach shivat chile. He has alpayim mi beisei. The lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz is the Rabbi Svirelei the Bishvil Havlo lo yuchel larzer ba'oisai tchum shenosno loy. He can't go back. Shenis battle. Miyad kshenichnas litchum beisai. So that means, according to Rabbi held, this person has two mokim shvises. That could be. That means kozman. That kozman, he didn't go back into the first tchum. He has this tchum. He could go into, he has this tchum over here. But as soon as he enters the tchum orishen, so it's nizbatul that mokim shvise, and lemais miyad shenichnas letchum beisoi, so memele it's nizbatul. So memele you can't go back and forth. So memele ki'ilu lo yotze mi beis, I can get back to tchum orishen. That is what Rabba holds. I can ki'ilu lo yotze, and I can get back to tchum orishen. V'rav Shimi sova, ki'ilu lo yotza mi beisai lo yamrin. Not ki'ilu lo yotza mi beisai. Ki'ilu yotza mi beisai is a chumre. That means he gets back the old chum. This person already is more than that. Ela vadai kone shvise b'mokim shenem aloi. Zogt Rashi, Rav Shimi holds this place when he was informed that he should stop over here, he was kone shvise. So he can't say kilo lo yotza mi beisai. This is his mokim shvise. This person has a new mokim shvise. The mokim shvise is b'mokim shenem aloi. This is his mokim shvise. Avol ki ilu lo yotza mi tchumai amrina. This in mokim in beisai, this is beisai. But ki'ilu lo yotza mi tchumai means that the schus hiluch tchumim that he had till now, that he takes with him. V'loi hivsid tchumai orishin. He did not lose the first tchum. He has a new bias, but he didn't lose the old tchum. V'yesh loi korev leches elef. So he has korev to 8,000 amis. Kigoyin. Mimokim shenem aloi ule mizrach alpayim. from where he was informed that he should stop. So there he is, lemizach alpai. Ula meirev alpai. Rashi learns that, the old chum was in meirev. So memele he has lemizach alpai ula meirev alpai. Umisham ula beisei alpai. And then he can go lebeisei alpai. Lebeisei laholon alpai. Davlos tchumim mashviluhu lekule tchumi. It becomes one large tchum, one extended tchum. That's the koyach of avlos tchumim. The rabbi sova lav milsehi l'shavinu tchum echad, to make one big tchum, since they're overlapping, to make one big tchum, das nicht, there's no such thing. Is ilkach al kochach loy metukim kilu loy yotza atchum greide. So you can't say like he never left the tchum. V'loy ma tchumay loy hipsid avu yoytze choshvin, yeah. Kilu loy yotza atchum greide, v'loy ma tchumay loy hipsid. You can't say that. Avu yoytze choshvinin loy likule. Aber a din yoytze, he has a din yoytze lekule. That means, b'emesin, he has the old din. He has the old tchum. He has, that's the ke'ilu lo yotze. That's ke'ilu lo yotze, he has the old tchum. Avu yoytze chashvina lo lekule. He has a din yoytze mitchume lekule. The yeshloi shvisa af b'mokim shenem aloi. He has shvisa then. He has shvisa in that mokim. Elo ki ilu lo yotza legamri koma vareyu kivatchile. That means like this. He has the opportunity to get back to the first chum. The way the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says, the minute will be nichnas in the first chum, He'll get back all whatever he had till now. So that's ki'ilu lo yotza mi beisoi. By going back into the first tchum, he'll become retroactive the schusim of the first tchum. Avu yotzei chashvi, but he has a din yotzei lekule the yesh lo shvise af b'mokim shenem aloi. So that means that, so it's l'chayre, that means Kozman, he's not in the first tchum, so his mokim shvise is the second tchum. When he gets back to the first tchum, by getting back, when he'll get back into the first tchum, then that becomes nizbatel. That means a person only has one mokim shvise, which can only give him 4,000 amas. The person can have more than that. So Kozman, he doesn't enter the first tchum, so this is his tchum. Lented the first chum, so that will become this battle, and now he's keilu lo yotza, keilu lo yotza, and Rav Shimi holds that it becomes the tchumim unite in the mokim shvisa is in the mokim anem aloy, and he has a tchum of 8,000 amps. Zok the Gemara, Amalei Abaye le Rabbe. Va'at loy tizbere davlos tchumi milsehi. You don't hold that there's such an inyan of avlos tchumi. Uma ilu shovas b'ma'oro shebesoiche arbas alofen. If a person was shovas in a ma'ore shebesoiche arbas alofen. The Perish Chai is a more clearer picture. Picture 19 and page 91. Let us zomer reden eisenbeinig. We have over here a picture of a cave, and the cave is a length of 4,000 amos. Inside of the cave, there's 4,000 amos. Now, inside the cave, there's no shaila whatsoever of walking inside the cave. That's like dalad al dalad. That's This is his Makim Shvisa. This Makim Shvisa is the whole bottom of the cave. Now, there are two knises to the cave. You can go in from the Mizrach side, the right side. You can go in from Ma'ariv. Now, let's look at the picture and study the picture. If a person will go out from the Mizrach Knisa, he's going out from the Mizrach Knisa. Now, when he's standing on top of here, so he just left his Mokim Shvisa, so he has a din, he can go Alpayim Amma L'chol Ruach. So he can go 2,000 Amas to the right, to Mizrach, and he can go 2,000 Amas backwards. He can go over the cave, he can also go 2,000 Amas. That's from his Mokim Yitziyah. He left his Mokim, Ayetze Yishmim Koima, he left his Mokim Shvisa, so now he has 2,000 Amas in each direction. If a person will go out from the Ma'ariv Knisa, also the same thing, so he has also 2,000 Amas in each direction. Now, the Shaila is, let us look, the way the picture is drawn, we see that the top of the cave is not as wide as the bottom of the cave. So let us say for practical purposes that the top of the cave is 3,000 Amas. Or let's not look at this picture first. Let us think of a different picture that Rashi is going to speak about, and then we'll appreciate this picture. Rashi says, what will be the din if the top of this cave will be 4,000 Amas? So Rashi says, then the halacha will be as follows. If the top of the cave would be 4,000 Amas, by leaving the Knisa in Mizrach, he can only walk towards Ma'ariv 2,000 Amas. After 2,000 Amas, he cannot walk. That's his tchum. He left his Mokim Shvisa. He only has 2,000 Amas in all directions. He can only walk 2,000 Amas. He can't go further. If he'll leave the Ma'ariv Knisa, he can also walk 2,000 Amas in each direction. But Lemaise, to walk over, to pace back and forth over the gag of the cave, he can't. It matters, Rashi says, Lahaloche, if it would be a 4,000 Ame gag, so it matters which Knisa he left. If he left the Mizrach one, he can go towards Ma'ariv 2,000 Amas. If he wants to go on the next 2,000 Amas, he has to walk back into the cave and walk out of the Ma'ariv Knisa, and then he can walk back these 2,000 Amas. But Lemaise, he cannot walk all these 4,000 Amas, because wherever he leaves, he has 2,000 Amas. That halacha would apply if the top of the cave was 4,000 Amas. If the top of the cave is 3,000 Amas, so then we have here overlapping. So that means the Tchum of Knisis Mizrach overlaps the Tchum of Knisis Meire. And because of this overlapping, we'll see now you can walk the whole distance of the God. That is the Halacha, and this is going to be a Kasha on Gab. Now let us see the Kasha. So now come let us see the Gemara. Amalei Abaye L'Rabba. Va'at lo tisbere dav los tchumim milsi. You don't hold that there's such a mile of overlapping. Uma ilu shavas b'mora. What would be the din if he was kainish shvisa in a cave? She besoicho arbas alofim. Inside the cave there are 4,000 Amas. Val gago, and the roof of the cave is poches me arbas alofim. There is 3,000 Amas, less than 4,000 Amas. Aren't you moide leinimtze mahalech eskulo? That he can walk from whatever knise he went out for leinimtze mahalech eskulo v'chutzala alpayim amo. So al kolchoch, you see that the tchumim overlap and combine. And the mele, so whichever knisa he has, automatically he has 3,000 amis, and then he goes right to the 2,000 amis. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Uma ilu shovas bim oro shesoicho dalet alofim, val gage poches mi dalet alofim, leinim se kloima. יאת המוידה שמהלך אס גגו וחוצה לו אלפיים לכל צד. He can walk the whole top and walk with neither direction נח אלפיים. סתם אורי בייס פסוחים יש לו ובייס קיצוי סל. On the two sides there are two entrances, פסח למזרח או פסח למיירות. מפסח המזרח נויסן לו יחוצה לו לצד מזרח אלפיים. If he, from the Pesach HaMizrach, he's leaving his Mokim Shvi, so we'll give him 2,000 amps. Uletzad Gaga Alpayim. V'chein mi Pesach HaMayrev, noisin chutzolo letzad Mayrev Alpayim. Uletzad Gaga Alpayim. V'kigvin, the Gaga poches mi Dalad Alofim, since the Gaga of the Ma'ore is less than 4,000 amps, kigoin shekhoisleo mishupoim letzad Gaga, that the koisle hamo'ora are slanty litzad gaga, gets a little, they come closer together. Umisrachvois milamata bekaka iso, and the koisle hamo'ora are wider towards the bottom, and they get closer towards the top. Nimtseis, alpayim sheyeshloi al gagok sheyotso mi pesach mizrochi, the 2,000 amis, that he has when he leaves the Mizrach Knisse, Nivlois Besoich Alpayim Sheyeshloi Al Gagok Sheyeshloi, he has on the Tzad Mizrach, overlaps Alpayim he has from the Tzad Meir. V'yata Moide, aren't you Moide, that's a Bayez Rabbe, Sheimbo Lotzeis Be'ezim Em Sheyilte, that if he wants to go out, any Knisse he wants, is permitted to go the whole length of the gag. Mishum davlos tchumim mashvei litchumei shnei hayitziyos kichat. It makes the tchumim that he has from both yitziyos like one. Now this is like the second lashon of Rav Shimi. We'll see what Rav Shimi, how is it so good according to Rav Shimi, according to the first lashon. But al kaponim, this is the second lashon of Rav Shimi. So according to the second lashon of Rav Shimi, we see the two tchumim combined. Ve'ilu ha'vigago dalad alof. Now Rashi explains over here what we're saying. If the gag would be dalad alofim, shleimis, V'yotzo bePesach Mizrach, and he would go out bePesach Mizrach. Ein yochel lahalich letzad gago. He can only go letzad gago ela alpayim, only 2,000 amos. V'moyoroitze lahalich balpayim arovi. Yes, if he'd want to go on the other 2,000 amos, hoyetzorich larzer aleikim, he'd have to go back. V'likones b'maoro, it's a grais. He'd have to go back into the meoro. Velavze velotza is derech Pesach Marovin. You have to go out from the Pesach Marovin. Alma milse. So you see that it's a milse. It makes it one tchum. Vekashe letovayu lishna. The two lishaynes we said in Rabbe. Rabbe never said that it becomes one tchum. So now the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, so why is this only shver on Rabbe? According to the first lashon of Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, it should also be shver. This is the lashon of the first Rabbeinu Peretz. The ad kan loy koma Rav Shimi Bar Chiya davlo milse elo leinyin sheyeh kibnei ha'ir. Rav Shimi in the first lashon held that it should be kibnei ha'ir. Aval gam Rav Shimi soive loy mahani avlo linin shei loy gam oisei tchum shal apayim sheyuchel larza v'leilich kol ayoyim. According to the first lashon of Rashi, Rav Shimi also didn't hold that he can go back and forth. Rav Shimi held that from he can go from there, he can get back his old tchum. He can get back his old tchum. That's the Mokim HaNemoloi gives him an opportunity to get back the old tchum. V'hochi koma, and here it says, the Machmas Avlo, who yochel lachzer v'leilich. He can go back and forth. He has this, he has 3,000 amis. So why is this only shver and rabbi? It's shver and Rav Shimi according to the first lashon of Rashi. Zogt the Rabbeinu Peretz that the Maksh Dabai held like this. The hode svirlei she'eine yochel lachzer v'leilich. That what Rav Shimi in the first lashon held, that he can't go back and forth. Zogt the Rabbeinu Peretz v'shum the oisen alpayim amo einam loy machma shvise. He says, really, those second alpayim amo are not really his. He wasn't shavis over there. Elo mishum sheyotzo chutz l'tchum. He was a yotze chutz l'tchum. Vehivsid din b'nei ha'ir. And he lost his chusim of b'nei ha'ir. Machmas mitzvah. That means this person went out of the ear. Al shei mitzvah. Vishvil ze nosno loy chachomim alpayim amet. So we gave him alpayim amet. Kidei. Shloyimna pamacheres leiglech. I mean, like this, if he'll be stuck, they won't be able to get back to the year. He won't do it again. Vim kein, kshenichnas al yidei oisa takone, bavlo, ozdalo oisa takone. Ve'ein loy chelik bem klal, mikan ve'eilach. That means that the whole, really, that's not his mokim shvise. The second place is not a real mokim shvise. His real mokim shvise is the first place. The second place was only given to him to enable him to get back to the first place. So memele zukta. So vinkein shenichnas aydei oisa atakon nebavlo. When he went in already, so now oz the lo oisa atakon. So therefore he lost that mokim shvise. Ve'ein lo chelik bem klal mikan ve'ilach. So that mokim shvise is now mikan ve'ilach non-existent. That's not his mokim shvise. We just gave him a mokim shvise that they should enable him to get back. So therefore, Rav Shimi held over there. So you can't combine. Because the second mokim shvise is really a fictitious mokim shvise. That's not his real mokim shvise. It was only given to him to enable him to get back. So b'meila, as soon as he gets back, it's botul mevutul. B'she'enkein avul hochir. But yisod, Rav Shimi also holds that there's such a inyan you can combine trumim. If that mokim shvise would remain, you could combine the trumim. Avul hochir b'me'ora oison beis trumim. B'mizrach or b'mariv, heim loy machma shvise. Over here, both of these tchumim are that means the mokim shvise is the bottom of the mi'ore. This is a yitzia from the mokim shvise, the two kinesis. So this is real. That means that he has a tchum from there and he has a tchum from there. The shavas ba'aver mechitzis meboid yoyim. So here he holds they combine. So here Rav Shimi holds that he can combine the two mokim shvises, the two trumim, and he now gets one trum. If the two mokim shvises remain in existence, so the two trumim combine. But the Gemara held, according to Rabbi, there's no such inyan. According to Rabbi, there's no such inyan. That's what the Gemara held. And for the Gemara. Omalei, v'loishoni loch, ben heiche de shoves ba'aver mechitzes meboid yoim, leheiche de loishoves ba'aver mechitzes meboid yoim. Zogt Rashi. V'loishoni loch, hochinami, beis tchumim machmas chodesh vise kosulo. Here, both of these tchumim he has because of one shvise. Vekiv in the mivlei lael. Since the muvla lemailo over the more havichat tchumim. So Rabbi said, I'm also moide that if from one shvise two tchumim will meet, they'll unite. אבל גבי מסניסן לא ישובס בעבר מחיץ שביסה השנייה. בשעס, when he was שויבס, he wasn't שויבס in the second מוקם. He wasn't, בתחילס כניסה ששבס שויבס in these two מוקמס. הילכך, כיוון דקוני לא שביסה בסייסה, since he was קוינה, the second mokim shvise, su less light shvise kamaise, so he doesn't have the first shvise. Veheche di yotze chutz letchum, ein loy elo mi mokim shenema loy alpayim. He only hears from that mokim alpayim. Vafilu nichnesu lesoich tchumoi. Ein eheilich mimokim shekolu sham vahaloklo. So now Rashi is saying, according to the first pshat, because he was oiker the first mokim shvise, veheched the yotza chutz letchum, ein loy mimokim shenema loy alpayim. Ein loy elo mimokim shenema loy alpayim, that means he was oiker. He was, according to the first pshat, he was oika the first mokim shvise. Now he is the second mokim shvise and finish. It's yotza mitchumai. And when it's yotza mitchumai, he doesn't hold up the nardo. So memele, he has those alpayim. Afilo nichnasu l'seich tchumai eina heilach mimokim shekolu shom v'holoklo. There he only has now the second mokim shvise, and he was oika himself from the first mokim shvise. That is according to the first loshen. ולילישנה אחיני, הוכם את הארץ. כי ונדלו ישובס באוויר מחיץ השנייה, since in the תחילס כניסס היום, he wasn't שויבס by the second מוקם שוויסה, לא יבינה לי בי שוויסס. We don't give him two שוויסס. That means a person can't have two שוויסס. אלא אוי היי איסלי, אוי היי איסלי. Either he has this one or this one. Im mivlois, if it's muvla with the first tchum, islay shvises beisoy. So then he gets shvises beisoy. Ve'ein loy mimokim shenema loy, elokedei loboy velikonis betchumay. That means you can have both. Both cannot work at one time. Both mokim shvises, either you have vimeinam avlois, konam ikayim vivsid beisoy. The loshen rishayin nirahod. Yeah. Aces Rabbe held that you cannot have, there's no such inyan of combining tchumim, and you can only have one shvisa at a time. So memele, tchumim from two shvises can never combine to become one long tchumim. And you have each shvisa one at a time. So memele, Kolzman is in the second shvisa, he has the second shvisa. It overlaps, it goes into the first one, then he has the first one. But here, since this is both tchumim of one large shvisa, so memela, then they combine. And then now he has a tchum of 3,000 amps. Frech the Gemara, veheiche de loy shovas loy, bosnan, rabbelezer oimer, Shtayim yikones gimul lo yikones. Rabbi Lezer says that if a person went two amis out of the tchum, yikones, so he's allowed to go back into the tchum. Gimul, he went out three amis, lo yikones. So the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Lezer l'taymei, the omar v'hu be'em tzo'on, וארבע עמס דיובלי רבונון כמן דמיבלון דום וכמה יקוניס ארמה הבלות תחומים מלסי. Abelazar says, if a person goes out 2 amis from his tchum, he's allowed to go back. So the Gemara says, what is the lomdus of Rabelazar? The lomdus of Rabelazar is, because Rabelazar holds Rabba, we say, Hayoitse chutz l'tchum, has dalet amis, does not mean dalet amis from each ruach. It means he has 2 amis on each side and he's in the middle. So a person that went out of the tchum, the person that went out of the tchum, he has 2 amis, so if he went out 2 amis, he has 2 amis in each direction. So he has 2 amis towards the direction of his tchum. And Rabbi Lezer holds, command the Mivlon Domi, that since he goes to the 2 amis, he's allowed to go further back into the tchum. The Komar Yikones, Alma Avlos Tchumen Milsehi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi was nan Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Mi Sheyotzo Chutz Letchum Beis Amis. Yikones. Avol Gimolo Yikones. My Hai Sheyura Denoket. What is this magic number 2 amis? Lav Rabbi Lezer Otaimei. Dome Bamas Nisen Gabi Dalet Amis Shenosnu Chachomim Liyoytze Chutz Letchum. Duhu Beem Tzon. He's in the middle. Sheyesh lo lechol tzidof beis amis. He has 2 amis on each side. Lefikach, ze sheyotzo beis amis chutz letchum. He went out 2 amis from the tchum. Kiven the beis amis dvukois loy betchumoy. Sina Rashi saying a ganze shtik teure. That since these 2 amis are dovuk to the tchum, that means really it doesn't overlap over here. He went out 2 amis, and now his 2 amis, which he has now, are attached, not overlapping, are attached to his old tchum. Tzvila Abeleza, the chaman, the muvlon betchumei domi, it's equivalent, like it was muvlon, umuta likones. Attachment is equivalent to overlapping. Alma milsahi. So we see that what? That havlo milse. The trash, we'll come back to this. Lelishne kama havet yufte. So memele, Rashi says like this. According to the first loshen of Rabbe, the first loshen of Rabbe was that a person that leaves his tchum, he doesn't hold of the nerdoi, it's finished. You can't get back to the tchum. There's no such thing ki'ilu la yotza. Even though it's muvla, you can't get back. Here you see, he went out of the tchum, and he gets back. So zektrashi, lelishne kama havet yufte. I understand the yufte. Ava lelishne basre, according to the second loshen, everyone was moide, that according to Rabbi, you could get back. You can also get back. No, the Shaila was, do you have 1,000? Can you go a hin and a half? Rabbi Lezer holds, you can't go a hin and a half. Rabbi Lezer holds, he konis, and then he's there. Now he goes back again. I mean, the Rabbi Lezer holds that since he has 2 amis, he can get back into the tchum. But not that he has an enlarged tchum. Aval alish, and Rabbi in the second Lashon also holds, you can get back. In the Lishne Basra, Rabbi did not ask it to go back to the first room. So what's Pshat? So Trashi man de goris lay meforesh, the kivin de ho lay havu mevlois. Since this is not mevlois, elad vukais, vafilu hochi shori, Shmamino havlo dover godelhu veiche de mivlon chatchum ahave. So what is Rashi saying? Dachsach mir, Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying that the emison from Rabbi Lozo you see a very mechudishtik ahaloche. Rashi before and daf memdaladom at bay said by the Ma'ore, if you would have the top of the Ma'ore would be 4,000 amis, so Rashi said, you can only go 2,000 amis. You can't go further. There's no din of dvukis. That means if you have 2,000 amis, you have 2,000 amis. So now let us understand Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer is the chapelle. Rabbi Lezer says that this person only has 2 amis. So he can go till his tchum.
How does he get further?
What enables him to get further? What is the svar of Rabbi Lezer? So Vaisnes Rabbi Lezer said a big chiddush that dvukois is equivalent to mavlois. It becomes one. That was the chiddush of Rabbi. If it wouldn't become one, if it wouldn't become one, he could never go over the border. He can't go into his tchum. If Shad is he only has two mishleim by Rabbi, Rabbi was no kunz. Rabbi it overlapped, so he got back into his old tchum. Your old tchum is keilu lo yotza. But though the kash is become tekatze b'davas, how do you get back to your old tchum? If you say it becomes one, that muvlois can make, that can connect tchumim, and it becomes one long tchum, that's how he can get back. But if it doesn't become one, how does he get back? Zet min doch v'Rabbi Lezer. Zet min doch v'Rabbi Lezer, that dvukois is keilu muvlois, and it becomes one. So memeil, that's a stira to you. If it becomes one, so then you have 8,000 amets. That's what Rashi means. A man that goes from a forest, the given the whole the lehavu muvlois, the lehavu muvlois. If it would have been muvlois, it wouldn't have any kasha whatsoever on Rabbi. Oh, but the whole lehavu muvlois, it wasn't muvlois. Ela dvukes. Vevelochi shorish ma'amino havlo davar gadolu. Havlo davar gadolu means that it accomplishes a tremendous sach. Veheire de mivlon chatru ma'ave. That muvlon makes it one big tchum. That's what I see, the koich of avlo. That I see from Rabbi Lezer, the Rabbi Lezer's dvukais kim muvlois. That I see. But you see al kaponim what muvlois is. If muvlois could never make it chatchume, so you could say from today till tomorrow dvukais kim muvlois. Abo lemais, how, since I only have two amas, how can I get into the old tchum? But if the getter of muvlois is that it becomes chatchum, so memele, so he holds dvukis ki muvlois, it also becomes chatchum. So memele, so that's the kashan rabbi.